So I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. Hope, you want to do roll call or?
Sure. Mayor Bennett?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Campbell? Absent. Councillor Carew?
Present.
Councillor Humphreys?
Present.
And Councillor Webster?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Confirmation of the agenda. Is there anything to add? I think you're all good. No? Okay. Could I have a mover and a seconder for the confirmation of the agenda then, please? Councillor Humphreys, Councillor Webster. All in favor? Oh, no, I got to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Humphreys.
In favor, four.
Councillor Carew.
Four.
Councillor Webster.
Four.
And I'm four. Declaration of pecuniary interest. None being heard. We have the minutes of the previous meeting of May the 26th public meeting. Can I do both these at once?
Yep.
Okay. And May the 26th special council meeting. I have a mover to accept them. Councillor Webster, second by Councillor Carew. All in favor?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I got to call it out again. Councillor Humphreys.
Four.
Councillor Webster.
Four.
Councillor Carew.
Four.
And I'm four. Request for a waive the tipping fees. We're going to suggest for a test meeting next week, and we're wondering if the chair of test would like to take that to his test meeting with him.
I'd like to go through tests. Maybe Councillor Humphreys, do you know the timeline with them?
No, I don't, Councillor Webster.
Okay.
The house is still standing, and the hydro's pulled off now when I went by the other day, but they said that Crozier's are in the queue to get Crozier's to demolish.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I would like to go through tests because we hope to plan a meeting for next week to get that through. There's a couple things I've got concerns about. I drove by it today, and it's a lot larger than I thought it was. So I just want to run it through tests on my thoughts and everything, and then we'll bring it back to council. But I would also like to point out that if there is any waiving of the fees, if they've got a time now, if they're getting in the queue and they want it gone now, whatever decision comes out of test and council be retroactive to them. So as of right now, we're going to go by policy and bylaw that they pay the tipping fees. And then if we do change it, because this, we do change the policy or something like that, that it'd be retroactive starting this time. That would be my only recommendation. If they're in the queue to get it done before the time of getting to council with a decision.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Webster.
Question, Mayor Bennett?
Councillor Humphreys, go ahead.
If I can send them Hope should send them a letter of intent that has come through council and it's been deferred to TESS, just to say we're started the procedure for them and go from there.
Yep, I can certainly do that. I can send that out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bylaw 2020-27, 2020 final tax levy bylaw. I need a mover and seconder to get it on the floor. Councillor Carew? Councillor Humphreys? Any discussion? None being heard. Councillor Webster.
Four.
Councillor Humphreys.
Four.
Councillor Carew.
Four.
And I'm four. Council and staff members' concerns. Hope, you had a few concerns?
I do. So I guess I will go first. One of them, I think we've already discussed, was starting to have, we'll go back to our regular schedule of meetings. Now that the province has extended, the group of social gathering to 10, perhaps we can take a look at having a regular meeting face-to-face, but have it in the community center so we can maintain that social distancing portion of it. That was my suggestion, but we'll continue with doing the regular council meetings every second Tuesday, and then the committee meetings will be at the call of the chair. So if everybody's okay with that, we'll start proceeding with that and change the location and be able to send out a notice. The only thing that I'm concerned about is some of the committee meetings may have 9 committee members. So that's, well, sorry, not committee members, but that would be council, the public advisory committees plus staff. What I'm worried about is the members of the public, because all meetings are open to the public. If they do want to participate, I will put something specific on the agenda saying if they do want to participate, they can email me or whatever staff member by a certain date and request to be a part of the meeting, and then I'll adjust otherwise to make sure that we don't go over the number of 10 people in the room. In addition to that, the other concern is we are looking at opening up the office. I was looking at doing it last Monday, but because of the extension of the emergency orders until the 30th, I decided to stay closed for a little while longer. But are looking up to open up on June the 22nd, perhaps. So that would give us another 2 weeks. We are equipped with masks and staff is developing a plan to open up to the public finally. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Hope. Questions of Hope? Questions of council's concerns?
I think Councillor Humphreys might have had his hand up.
Yeah, I just a quick question. How are the taxes coming in? Are they coming in by e-transfer or checks, or like how are things going on that end of it?
So far, we've been having a lot of the e-transfers come in, like the online banking, which has been working out really well. Okay. Nikki did do up a nice little spreadsheet so that people understood how do we use the roll numbers for the account numbers.
Okay.
And the Dropbox is also being used quite regularly for everything. And we haven't had much of a negative comment at all from the members of the public about us being closed. So and if somebody's very adamant that they do want to come in and pay by debit, you know, depending on the situation, if they call ahead of time, we will accommodate that. Mm-hmm. So it has been working very well.
Thank you.
Lane, did you have your hand up?
With all the planning that's happening, is to go back to our regular meeting so we can have some planning items. I think they are piling up. Is that correct, Hope?
That is. I have 5 files. Nikki might be able to confirm that. 4 or 5 files that should be coming to the table, hopefully Tuesday night, so we can get that business moving forward again.
There's 4.
4, okay.
Okay. Okay, any other concerns? Okay, confirming bylaw 2020-28. I need a mover and a seconder.
I don't want to step on Glenn's toes.
Moved by Councillor Humphreys.
Tom, I'll take the flack. I'll take the flack.
You'll take the flack?
Yeah.
Second by Councillor Webster. He'll have to back you up. Councilor Webster?
Four.
Councilor Humphreys?
Four.
Councilor Carew?
Four.
And I'm four. And that's it for this meeting, gentlemen. Thank you.